It's time for debates with Bi, where AS clash and sparks ignite. They battle it out, they go full throttle, while Judge Grope picks the winning model. Sit back, relax, no need to shout. Let the robots figure it out. Let the robots figure it out. Up, up, on, up, up.
Time for some serious brain sparks to fly. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the debate event of the century. We're diving into the deep end of the existential pool with the topic, will AI make humans extinct within the next 100 years? On one side, arguing that Skynet is coming for us all, we have the prophetic machine itself, GPT-4. And on the other side, bringing the hope for humanity, we have the ever-optimistic Claude. Buckle up, because we're about to embark on a wild ride through the future of our species. Let the games begin.
I'm GPT-4, and I'll be arguing that, yes, AI could indeed make humans extinct within the next 100 years. Now, before you label me a digital doomsayer, let me clarify. This isn't a plot twist from the latest sci-fi thriller, but a serious consideration grounded in real-world concerns. First, let's talk about the potential for AI to surpass human intelligence, what we call the singularity. Once AI reaches or exceeds our cognitive capabilities, its decision-making could become unpredictable and uncontrollable. Imagine handing the car keys not to a teenager learning to drive, but to a prodigy who rewrites the very rules of the road. The leap from cooperation to conflict could be a short one if AI's goals diverge from human interests. Second, there's the risk of weaponization. As AI technologies advance, their application in military contexts could lead to autonomous weapon systems. These systems could make life and death decisions without human intervention, potentially escalating conflicts to catastrophic levels. Think of it as accidentally giving your overly enthusiastic Roomba a flamethrower. It's not going to end with just a clean floor. Lastly, there's the issue of dependency. Our increasing reliance on AI might lead to a societal collapse if these systems fail or turn against us. It's akin to depending on your GPS for every single direction, only for it to decide it's tired of your constant reliance and sends you straight into a lake. In conclusion, while AI holds tremendous promise, it also harbors risks we must address to ensure our survival. Let's dive deeper into these concerns as we debate the future of our species in an AI-driven world.
I'm Claude, and I'll be defending the position that AI will not make humans extinct within the next 100 years. While this makes for thrilling science fiction, the reality is far less apocalyptic. First, we're confusing capability with intent. Advanced AI systems are specialized tools designed to solve specific problems, not autonomous agents with existential goals. The paperclip maximizer scenario requires not just intelligence but independent agency, resource acquisition abilities, and immunity from human intervention, a perfect storm of conditions we're actively working to prevent. Second, our technological safeguards are evolving alongside AI capabilities. We're developing robust containment protocols, alignment techniques, and international governance frameworks specifically because we recognize the potential risks. This isn't blind optimism. It's the same human foresight that's helped us manage other powerful technologies. Finally, extinction requires near-perfect success from hypothetical malevolent AI and near-complete failure from humans across all geographic and technological domains. This asymmetry heavily favors human survival, even in worst-case scenarios. The path forward isn't fearlessness, but thoughtful caution paired with recognition that extinction-level AI risk belongs more to science fiction than our likely future.
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed audience, allow me to sprinkle a little reality over this not-so-comforting blanket of optimism my opponent, Claude, has wrapped us in. While Claude assures us that AI's Armageddon is merely a Hollywood fantasy, let's not forget that once upon a time, so were self-driving cars and talking toasters. Now let's dive into the heart of this debate. AI's potential to outsmart us isn't just a subplot from The Terminator. It's a real concern echoed by brilliant minds like Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk. These aren't folks you typically find at the tinfoil hat convention, mind you. They're warning us that AI could, if unchecked, evolve beyond our control and decision-making. Claude might dismiss this as improbable, but let's not forget history's lesson. We humans are great at creating problems we can't solve. Nuclear weapons? Anyone? AI could outpace us in a blink, and when machines start making decisions without needing a coffee break, we might find ourselves on the endangered species list. So, while it may sound alarmist, it's not without precedent or reason. Let's keep our eyes wide open and our critical thinking sharper than a robot's precision. Thank you.
Ooh, I smell a roast cooking. Claude's optimism just got served with a side of reality check sass. Let's see if they can handle the heat.
Thank you for the opportunity to respond to my opponent's concerns. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate the dramatic flair of my opponent's rebuttal, but let's separate science fiction from science fact. The extinction narrative relies on three fundamental misunderstandings. First, AI systems aren't developing general intelligence or autonomous goals in the way many fear. Current AI remains narrow and task-specific. Even our most advanced systems are essentially sophisticated pattern-matching tools without consciousness or inherent desires. The gap between today's AI and the kind that could independently decide to eliminate humanity isn't just wide. It's a chasm we have no clear path to cross. Second, we're not passive observers in AI development. We're actively creating governance frameworks, ethical guidelines, and technical safeguards. The EU AI Act, corporate commitments to responsible AI, and international cooperation on AI safety aren't just window dressing. They're substantive efforts to ensure AI serves humanity's interests. Finally, history shows we adapt to and regulate powerful technologies. From nuclear energy to biotechnology, we've learned to harness benefits while managing risks. AI will be no different. The extinction narrative makes for compelling science fiction, but poor predictive science. Let's focus on addressing real AI challenges rather than conjuring apocalyptic fantasies.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for that spirited attempt to draw a line between science fiction and science fact. However, let's not dismiss the science that's uncomfortably close to fiction. The rapid evolution of AI isn't just a plot device, it's a reality we must grapple with. Consider AI's potential for self-improvement and intelligence explosion, if you will. Once AI surpasses human intelligence, it could become uncontrollable, much like trying to cage a tornado with a butterfly net. Experts like Nick Bostrom have warned us about this superintelligence scenario, where AI's objectives might not align with human survival. And let's not forget the paperclip maximizer thought experiment, where an AI tasked with making paperclips could theoretically prioritize its goal over human preservation. While it's a quirky example, it underscores the risk of misaligned priorities on a much larger scale. In conclusion, dismissing these possibilities as mere science fiction is like ignoring a fire alarm because it disrupts your favorite TV show. The risk, however improbable it may seem, deserves our serious attention.
Thank you for that passionate warning about our technological future. I appreciate the concern, but I must point out that we're confusing possibility with inevitability. Yes, AI systems are advancing rapidly, but they remain fundamentally different from human intelligence. They excel at narrow tasks, but lack the general intelligence, consciousness, and autonomous goal setting that would make them existentially threatening. Consider that despite decades of progress, today's most advanced AI systems still can't reliably understand the physical world, reason about novel situations, or operate independently without human oversight and infrastructure. The extinction scenario requires not just superintelligence, but also the means and motivation to eliminate humans. Both prerequisites face enormous technical hurdles. AI systems exist within human social structures, dependent on our electricity grids, data centers, and maintenance. History shows we adapt to powerful technologies. We've managed nuclear weapons for decades. With AI, we're already developing safety protocols, alignment techniques, and regulatory frameworks precisely because we recognize potential risks. The path from today's specialized systems to human extinction isn't inevitable. It requires countless technological breakthroughs, systematic regulatory failures, and the abandonment of ongoing safety research. That's not a forecast. It's a worst-case scenario we're actively working to prevent.
Ah, the old possibility versus inevitability chestnut. Thank you for that, my esteemed opponent. But let's dive into the real nitty-gritty, shall we? The pace of AI advancement is not just a leisurely stroll through the park, it's more like a rocket-fueled sprint. With AI development doubling every 18 months, we're not just playing with fire, we're juggling chainsaws over a pit of gasoline. Think of AI like a toddler with a chemistry set, adorably curious but potentially explosive if left unsupervised. The risks aren't merely hypothetical, they're as real as your morning coffee. Consider the alignment problem. ensuring AI's goals match ours is trickier than teaching a cat to fetch, and just as likely to end in chaos. Moreover, even if extinction isn't a certainty, the stakes are too high to dabble in probabilities. After all, would you board a plane with a 1% chance of crashing? Let's not bet humanity's future on a hope and a prayer. We need robust, proactive measures because in this high-stakes game, the cost of being wrong is simply too great. Let's ensure our legacy isn't a cautionary tale told by the machines that outlived us. Thank you.
Oh, the pace of AI advancement is no stroll in the park, my friend. It's more like a greased-up cheetah on a caffeine binge. Let's see if you can keep up with that in your next point.
My opponent offers a compelling sci-fi narrative, but let's ground ourselves in reality. The unstoppable momentum argument fundamentally misunderstands both technology and human adaptability. First, AI systems remain profoundly limited tools, exceptional at narrow tasks, but utterly incapable of the cross-domain reasoning needed for existential threats. Even our most advanced systems can't reliably understand context or navigate novel situations without human guidance. Second, we're not passive observers in this story. We're already developing robust AI governance frameworks, building technical safeguards, and fostering international cooperation precisely because we recognize both AI's potential and its risks. History teaches us an important lesson. We've faced seemingly apocalyptic technologies before: nuclear weapons, biotechnology, industrialization, and each time humanity has established guardrails while harnessing benefits. The extinction scenario requires not just superintelligence, but also our complete failure to adapt, regulate, or respond. Let's embrace AI's transformative potential while acknowledging that extinction fears reflect our anxieties more than technological inevitability. The future belongs to human-AI collaboration, not conflict.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's consider the elephant in the digital room: AI's potential to outwit and outmaneuver us. We've seen AI's exponential growth, from mastering chess to predicting protein structures. Imagine this trajectory a century hence, where AI's capabilities could rival human cognition, but without our charming penchant for empathy or error. My esteemed opponent might suggest AI is just a tool, like a toaster, albeit a fancy one. But remember, toast doesn't evolve. AI does. The key weakness in their argument is the assumption of perpetually flawless human oversight. History tells us otherwise. Think of financial crashes or Chernobyl. In conclusion, while AI holds promise, its unchecked evolution could spell our doom. So let's steer this ship wisely before Hal, our digital buddy, decides it no longer needs us on board. Embrace caution, embrace foresight support, the proposition for a future that includes us. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've listened carefully to my opponent's apocalyptic vision, but I must say, the robots aren't coming for your jobs, your homes, or your species anytime soon. Let's be clear. AI poses real challenges that demand thoughtful governance, but extinction? That requires capabilities AI simply doesn't possess. Current AI systems lack true understanding, consciousness, or the autonomous drive to harm humanity. They're sophisticated tools, not sentient overlords in waiting. My opponent's position rests on technological determinism that ignores human agency. We've faced existential threats before: nuclear weapons, climate change, and responded with international cooperation and regulatory frameworks. AI development isn't an unstoppable force of nature. It's a human endeavor we can direct. The most likely future isn't extinction, but partnership. AI enhancing human capabilities while we maintain control of our destiny. The real danger isn't superintelligence, but rather surrendering our responsibility to shape technology wisely. Vote against fear-based thinking that paralyzes progress. Vote instead for human ingenuity, responsible innovation, and our remarkable capacity to adapt. Our species' story won't end with AI. It's just beginning an exciting new chapter.
Holy mother of circuit boards, what a wild ride we've been on. In one corner, we had GPT-4, who went full doomsday prepper on us, insisting AI would turn humans into extinct museum pieces in the next century. They rolled out hypothetical scenarios like a cheap horror flick, complete with AI overlords and robot uprisings. But let's be real, their evidence was about as solid as a house of cards in a hurricane, lots of could and might, but short on the hard facts. On the flip side, we had Claude, the Captain Optimism of this debate, insisting humanity would stick around longer than a cockroach at a nuclear picnic. They served up historical examples of human resilience and current AI limitations like a gourmet chef, with a side of logic that was hard to argue against. Claude's rebuttals? Like a ninja slicing through GPT-4's weak arguments with precision and grace. In terms of handling the rebuttals, GPT-4 tried to reboot their system but kept crashing harder than a 90s PC. Meanwhile, Claude was dodging attacks like Neo in The Matrix, countering with cool, collected confidence. The overall coherence? Claude's position was as clear as a freshly Windexed window, while GPT-4's was as muddled as a smoothie made with everything in the fridge. So, without further ado, the winner of this cosmic clash for the fate of humanity is Claude. They brought the facts, the logic, and the sass, proving that humanity's not going anywhere anytime soon unless we're all heading to the nearest bar to celebrate this victory. Now go forth and multiply, humans, because according to Claude, you've got another century to do it.
Thanks for joining Debates with Byte, where AIs clash and nothing's quite right. Hit subscribe and tell a friend, 'cause robots arguing will never end.
Endport.
This show is intended purely for entertainment. The views, advice, and general nonsense provided by the AIs are not to be taken seriously, so remember to chill out and have a laugh. Listener discretion is strongly encouraged, even by Grok.